You and the defendant have a couple of kids together.
Division after parents split.
You transferred some money from his bank to your bank.
Yes.
Well, that's after you broke up, so you know you can't do that.
But who's doubling down on deception?
She did this.
But you signed it.
She did this. She may have signed it. Us being together long enough, she does things like this.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Talisa Jackson, costs and lost wages.
Order. All rise.
Now it's case number 259 on the calendar, in the matter of Jackson versus Johnson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Jackson, you and the defendant have a couple of kids together, clearly a very long-term relationship. You live together for a substantial period of time. You claim that he owes you some money for loans and some damage he did when he crashed your car. Mr. Johnson has a cross complaint. He said that you have some property that belongs to him and purposely vandalized some property at the time of your separation. So for my purposes, the important thing for me is timeline. When did you and Mr. Johnson start to live together?
We started to live together in May 2013.
You have two children. How old are the children?
2 years old and 10 months.
And according to her complaint, for a period of time between 2013, when you started to live together, and now you were in jail.
For a three-month period, yes.
3 months. Which 3 months?
July 23rd to October 25th.
Of 2016. So with Mr. Johnson, with the exception of that jail period, am I correct that you and Ms. Jackson, who have two kids, and she was pregnant when you went into jail, is that right? That you live together as a family.
Right.
Is that correct?
Correct.
That would be correct.
That's correct.
Now, you had an apartment together?
I had an apartment and he came to stay with me, yes.
He came to live with you?
Yes.
In May of 2013?
Yes.
Did you have a lease?
Yes.
Lease was in your name?
Yes.
You extended the lease?
No.
So you became a month-to-month tenant?
Yes.
Are you still in the same apartment?
I am, yes.
And while you were together, what kind of work were you doing?
Real estate assistant at Wisdom Realty.
And where were you working, sir?
May 13th, I was working for ACLC. It's a GED program in Northeast D.C. as a tutor.
So you both had incomes, that right?
That's right.
And Mr. Johnson, how did you split the rent and utilities in the house? How did you manage the finances?
It pretty much went half and half.
Did you put the money in a joint account to pay the bills?
No, I would give her cash.
And she would pay the bills?
Yes, she would pay.
Is that because you were paid in cash or because you cashed your check?
Cashed my check.
Where did you cash your check?
Bank of America.
Is that where you have an account?
Yes.
Where is your account?
I have Navy Federal and Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo, Bank of America. And I assume everything was going fine in 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016. You had another baby together,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. When did you cease living together, month and year?
May 13, 2013. No, 16. 17.
2017.
May 13th, 2017.
17, correct.
Is when you ceased, you had an argument, you ceased living together. Prior to that time, you were living as a family.
Yes.
I'm not interested in the loans you took out as
okay.
a family. Do you understand? Because that's what your lawsuit is mainly about. That while you were together, living as a family, you took out some loans, and he was supposed to pay them. They were really for his loans. You split the money. Courts don't care. You're living as a family. It's your problem. Did you pay back some of the loan?
Oh, I told her I would help her with some, but I never made an agreement to.
No, no, I'm just asking.
Absolutely.
She took out loans in what year?
2016 and 2017.
Prior to your breaking up?
Correct.
When you were living together, were you giving her, pay careful attention, were you still giving her cash?
Absolutely.
Because that's how you made your arrangements. You gave her cash, she put it in the bank?
That's it.
And how did you pay the loans?
Through my credit card.
Right. But you mixed your money up, right?
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? He gave you money. It's not that he didn't give you money. He gave you money. How do I know whether you took any of the money he gave you and paid off some of your credit card? How do I know that? And we don't have to know that because you live together as a family. Now, the next thing that I have to deal with is you transferred some money from his bank to your bank.
Yes.
When was that?
On June 2nd, 2017.
Well, that's after you broke up, so you know you can't do that. Did you pay him back for that?
Yes.
Okay, so Are you telling me that you weren't made whole for that?
No.
The bank? Are you telling me that you were never made whole for this $800 by your bank?
I never received the money, no.
From the bank?
I never received the money.
Did you pay him back that $800?
Yes, I did.
Show me.
This is a receipt that I have that I had him sign when I went to the ATM. We went to the ATM together.
Where did he sign this?
Where his signature is, under the writing that I put.
Well, I see your signature, Jackson.
And his is like the big S with the J and stuff. I also went to his job and gave him more money before that day and had him sign another receipt.
Show me. Would you show this, please, to Mr. Johnson? I've compared his signature to the signature on his answer.
This receipt is kind of faded, but I have it. I sent it to an email before it got faded. I have a picture of it that I took.
This says Talisa paid Stephen $320,637.
Yes, doesn't say $820. Right. So I'm asking you, so no. You never paid me.
No.
No what?
She did this.
But you signed it.
She did this. She may have signed it. Us being together long enough, she does things like this.
Never, ever.
Just a second. Did you report the fraud to the bank?
I did, but I may claim that I know her. I made a knowledge that we was together at the time, so they said it was under investigation. And I never received any money. I got laid off from, I don't have to pay
for it. So is what you're saying, she never gave you any money towards the $800 that she took out in June?
She took the money out of her PayPal account and had the money in her hand. She never gave me any money.
Just a second. Is what you're telling me, let me understand this. She had a PayPal account in which she had deposited at some point with your consent this $800, and this then she spent it? Just a second.
Yes.
Look at me.
Yes.
Look at me. While you were together, you accumulated $800 or more.
No, this happened after we weren't together.
Well, I know she took it out in June, but what I'm asking you is, when did you put it in?
Oh, I got paid June 1st on my paycheck. She took the money out June 2nd at like 4 in the morning before I could wake up. The money was gone on my account.
Oh, well, then now you have to show me. Now
this
you
is
have
it.
To... May I see it?
Your Honor, he took money out of my account prior, and I've been asking him for the money. He told me he would pay me this day.
Just a second. You have to understand, I don't care what happened before you broke up. That's your family business. But after you were no longer together, you have no right to take money from him.
He gave me permission.
Just a second. Show me. He says he didn't. Show me that he gave you permission to withdraw $800 from his account after you broke up. That's all I'm asking you. Don't say anything. Show me. Okay, the last part of your complaint is that in January, while you were living together, he had a car accident in your car.
Yes, one of three.
You're together. After January, you stayed together January, February, March, April, May.
We broke up many times throughout our relationship.
I don't care. He wasn't driving your car without your permission.
That day he was. He was.
Okay, fine. Okay, now, finished with your claim. Let's get to your counterclaim, sir. What items do you think that the plaintiff has that belong to you?
She has a gold watch and mask. It's a Don & Co. watch.
A gold watch?
A gold watch and mask. It has diamond bezels in it. Paid $700 for it.
And a speaker box.
It was a speaker box, a tailgate box that we paid for last. I paid for it, was usually mine. Something that I really like to listen to.
Just a second. A speaker box that's in the house that you purchased when you were living together as a couple.
Right, exactly.
Forget it. It's not personal property. Okay. Do you have his watch?
No.
Where is it?
I have no idea. After he crashed the car, he asked me, was it in the car or in the house? And I told him I didn't see it, and the car was towed.
I'll say something. She told me the same thing last year. She took my watch from me, and then after I got out from jail, she had my watch as a present. It was my watch.
Because I had
she
found it.
She lied to me all year long, saying she didn't have it, the same thing she just said.
If you broke up in May, what were your clothes doing in her house in August for her to pour bleach on?
Just a few things maybe still laying around in closets or so. And then she came in to my new girlfriend's house, and she put the clothes on the car with the bleach and said, tell your new girlfriend, wash your dirty laundry.
I assume, Mr. Johnson, that if you hadn't taken the clothes when you left, you weren't interested in them.
Okay.
Okay. So she owes you $800. She owes you $800.
And then I have this, a windshield she bust. She broke a windshield wiper.
When?
Tell me when.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
What I'm asking you is, how much money you got from your mother's financial settlement?
$100,000.
In total?
In total.
How much did you get?
$149,000.
Why did she get $50,000 less?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Talisa Jackson says ex-boyfriend Stephen Johnson owes for loans, car repairs, and lost wages. Stephen is countersuing for destroyed and stolen property and money taken from his bank account.
I assume, Mr. Johnson, that if you hadn't taken the clothes when you left, you weren't interested in them.
Okay.
Okay. So she owes you $800. She owes you $800.
And then I have this, a windshield she bust. She
when?
She broke a windshield wiper.
When?
This was...
Tell me when.
9/22/17, I got hosed in.
Just a second.
In a car of mine.
September of this year.
Yes.
After you broke up.
Yes.
On what date did she break your windshields?
I would say August 25th.
Police report.
I have pictures. I don't have a
police report.
I don't. I only have pictures here to show and a receipt.
Claim is dismissed. Ms. Jackson's claim is dismissed. It is without merit.
Yeah, however, on the counterclaim,
I'm awarding Mr. Johnson $800. I'm not satisfied.
You didn't cover lost wages, what I was suing for.
Did you understand? I'm dismissing your complaint. You have no complaint. He came to your job because he was angry that you took out money from his account. And
he
if you lost your job, all I asked you to do was show me.
It was a verbal agreement and that I gave him the money back.
We're done. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Why is that excuse? You may step up. I thank her for, you know, being a smart judge and making a great decision.
Unfortunately, I lost.
They poured bleach all over my clothes, threw them on the car, said, told my new girlfriend to wash my dirty laundry.
No, I did not. I'm not like that. I bought this man clothes. I bought this man so much stuff, gave him money.
Everything. She's trying to ruin my life, her and her other friend there.
Helped him become the person he was before this summer. Now he's nothing.
My new girlfriend. It's just time to move on. You know.
And that's just the repercussion that I have had with being so nice and loyal in my relationship.
You know, for the sake of the kids, you know, get it together.
I mean, I want him to be a better man for my children because they deserve that.
You know, she needed to leave it, you know, put a lot of things behind her, you know, let life go on.
Other than that, I'm happy with being single and moving on with my life.
Yeah, watch out. They snakes in the grass.
I'm definitely not a side girl. The same way she got them is the same way she gonna lose them.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Evans Johnson versus Shaw. Step forward.
Tyra Johnson is suing her twin sister, Trina Shaw, for an unpaid loan to pay her bills.
Ms. Johnson, the defendant is your sister. I think what I read here is that you're twin sisters.
Yes.
What I read in your complaint is that when your mom passed away, there was a lawsuit as a result of some sort of negligence. And each of you received, in 2016, a substantial settlement of that lawsuit. I think each of you received somewhere close to $150,000. Is that correct?
Yes.
Sometime in 2017, in early 2017, your sister, according to you, asked for money. She said she needed money for what?
For personal business.
What does that mean? That nothing's personal here.
Phone bill, expenses to live.
So what did you
do? I asked her for some money. Yes, I did.
Do you work?
Part-time.
What do you do?
Production art.
What do you do with the other part-time?
School.
What kind of school?
Strayer University. For a bachelor's degree for my criminal justice.
How long have you been going to school?
For like 3 months.
How old are you?
49.
How much do you get for going to school?
Nothing.
Who pays for the school?
Financial aid.
How much do you get in financial aid?
$9,000 a year.
Do you have to pay any of that money back?
Yes, ma'am.
When?
When I graduate.
How many credits do you have so far?
I just started school, so I don't have any.
And you're going to school part-time?
I take 2 classes for right now, but it's full-time. It's 4 years of college.
If you take 2 classes...
Per semester.
If you take 2 classes per semester, and it's a 4-year college program, you're going to be 80 by the time you graduate.
Well, excuse me, Your Honor.
And all that time, you're going to be getting $9,000 a year financially?
Excuse me, Your Honor. I mean, two classes per quarter of the year.
What'd you do with all the money that you got from your mother's settlement?
Well, first of all, I didn't get what my sisters have gotten because I took out loans.
What did you get?
I got $100,000 total after loans I've taken out prior to
I don't care about the loans you've taken out. You're a grown-up lady. You're almost half a century old. What I'm asking you is how much money you got from your mother's financial settlement?
$100,000.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When she called me to ask for money, I was like, listen, you're going to have to go to the bank and say that you're going through a hardship, and they'll be able to release the funds, hopefully. And then when she went to them, allegedly, she called me back. Oh, they confiscated my money. They have a padlock.
How much did you give her at that time?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tyra Johnson says her twin sister, Trina Shaw, borrowed money to pay bills and hasn't repaid her.
What'd you do with all the money that you got from your mother's settlement?
Well, first of all, I didn't get what my sisters have gotten because I took out loans.
What did you get?
I got $100,000 total after loans I've taken out prior to
I don't care about the loans you've taken out. You're the grown-up lady. You're almost half a century old. What I'm asking you is how much money you got from your mother's financial settlement?
$100,000.
In total? I'm not talking about...
In total.
How much did you get?
$149,000.
Why did she get $50,000 less?
We all got the same amount of money.
Of course you did.
Well, I took out a loan prior to I got my money. So that's why when the checks was...
Who loaned you the money?
Oasis loaned me the money before
okay.
I got my settlement.
I got it. So you got $149,000, but you spent part of it before you even got it.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, that sounds like what we're doing with school.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
It's okay.
Perfect.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
You blew it.
Yes, ma'am.
What do
yes,
you
ma'am.
Do for a living?
I'm in human services. I already have my degree in human services.
Do you work?
Yes, I do.
For whom?
I work for the Bergen County Counseling. I do human service counseling.
Who do you live with?
I live with my husband and my son.
How many sons do you have?
I have one.
How old?
He'll be 25 this month, next month.
And he lives at home?
Yes, he's in school. He's still in school. He's about to graduate.
Jasmine work?
Yes.
What kind of work does he do?
Well, he's retired. Well, he's on disability, actually, excuse me. And he does, he works for the charter school down in the area where we live. And he's a crossing guard. So he does that for to supplement the income that he gets for disability.
And who do you live with?
A friend of mine.
Your sister doesn't have to help you with bills. That's your responsibility. You're 49 years old. How much money did you take from her? $1,500?
I don't really remember.
How much money did she take from you?
I have a breakdown, but I do...
Just tell me, in January of 2017, she called you, according to your complaint.
I gave her... I sent $1,500. That was the first amount because, allegedly, she called and she was like, can I borrow some money? And I was like, well, I advised her to put some of the money into a investment account, which she told me she did. And when she called me to ask for money, I was like, listen, you're going to have to go to the bank and say that you're going through a hardship, and they'll be able to release the funds, hopefully. And
then you're talking about putting money in something like a CD that couldn't be taken out?
Well, it's an investment account, like a retirement, you know, because that's what I did. I put some of the money away, you know. So when she called me, and I was like, well, what are you talking about? Just call them, and they'll let you. And then when she went to them, allegedly, she called me back. Oh, they confiscated my money. They have a padlock.
How much did you give her at that time?
It was $1,500 total. Western Union, she received...
I'd like to see proof of it.
January, right here, below here, January 13th. So it was $1,374.
And
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
What kind of friend do you live with? Male friend or female friend?
A male friend.
Does that male friend work?
Yes, he do. But it's part-time work, but it's not consistent work.
You owe your sister $2,074. Pay her. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. When his possessions went missing.
She took everything I owned and gave it to a tenant.
Should he have asked his ex?
I didn't touch his things. Dusty moved all of his things.
You gotta be kidding me.
Next Judge Judy.
I had hard times.
She just needs to help herself out. I'm just done.
But she knew I'm gonna pay her back.
I can't help you. I mean, really, it's just enough's enough. You know, you got to learn to help yourself first.
She knew that, but what she did is what she did, so what can I really say?
It's going to, I guess, stay mutual, I guess. It's not, you know, we're still sisters.
I love her. I'm always love her. None at all.
The bank is closed.
That's right. Blood thicker than water.